the ego and obedience.
The ego's job is to suggest to us from what we incline to, you know, like our desires, right? So the ego, when we're saying ego, that's what it is. It's basically what are suggestions that are coming from our desires, right? And if that isn't countered, if you don't counter that with obedience to Allah, then the difficulty or the consequence will be you produce non-meaningful action and harmful action even. Not only is it without meaning, but at the end of the day, it's going to be harmful. It's going to be harmful to yourself. In what way? How's it going to be harmful to yourself? This is why we got to tie things together. The effect of it, it starts to mask, it starts to get in the way, it starts to veil. How much of the Quran speaks about being veiled? You understand? You know, Quran talks about being veiled, right? What do you think? Why do you think it's saying that? It's not just like, oh, they're veiled. Yeah, فَأَغْشَيْنَا, yeah, we veiled them. فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ, they don't see. Like, this is not, this is Allah speaking about the human reality, our condition, you understand? And the consequence of it, the consequence of that is something really significant. But we can only understand it being significant when we're tying it back to what we've been learning. So when we're talking about this indulgence of the ego and the desire, without it being checked with this greater meaning of ta'a. Because remember, obedience, the very nature of obedience to Allah, yeah, runs contrary to your ego. The very reality of that. It will fight your ego. The very reality of that. And why is that? Why is that always going to be the case? What does your ego want to do? The disposition of the ego is ease. It wants comfort. Right? Do you get it? Yeah? And the other thing about the ego is, it hates being told what to do. Are you listening? You get this, yeah? The ego hates being told what to do. That's a very strong egotistical aspect. Yeah? So now, what makes obedience then, quintessentially, like in its very essence, that then which opposes or is the defining reference of counter-ego is because of what? What makes obedience obedience? Obedience is obedience because you've accepted that God is defining for you what to do. And you're using your choice to do that. You understand that, right? So you've what? You've given up what you could exercise as an alternative choice, yeah? And you're now exercising your choice. You're still exercising your choice. Yeah? But you're exercising it by a dictate. Yeah? I'm going to say it like that. You're exercising it because of a dictate. Because you're accepting what? That this is what I need. And this is actually central to me finding the meaning of my existence. That's why obedience, when understood by the criteria of the scholarly measure, this is why we can never underplay fiqh. You can never underplay fiqh. When understood against this whole discussion, yeah? It's the topic that really informs us of how we counter our ego and we do practice that is totally in what Allah wants us to choose, right? And do that. But at the end of the day, there's a principle here is with obedience is what? Is that you're accepting being told what to do.
The Fountain Institute production.